have, I want you to close your eyes and imagine a big grassy field with nothing in sight, just hills of grass and a hot air balloon a couple of feet in front of you with its door wide open and a sign that says enter here. So you obey, you walk into the hot air balloon, you close the door, and you light the flame that will take you up into the sky. It slowly rises off the ground. The square implant of where the basket was fades away. The green grass gets smaller and smaller. But other things get bigger. The clouds, the sun, the birds, and a gust of wind carries you north to the sea. The nice New Zealand landscape below you, the sheep grazing on this beautiful day. The fish jumping out of the water. The boats slowly making their way across the water. All this and more you take in on your great hot air balloon ride. You continue to go north over the sea, the beach right beneath you. And nice and cold up where you are. There's a little wind, but you're nice and protected with a jacket. The jacket keeps you warm. You brought some snacks to enjoy while you're looking down upon everybody. And next time you'll have to bring your friends, because this is peaceful. It's just you, the sea, the sky, and a couple birds and fish you find while you look around. You do a quick circle in your basket and you see the city behind you. And on your right you see the beach, on the left you see more beach. And in front of you, you see the sea. The blue sea. It looks like it's never ending. You don't know what you're doing. All you know is how to land. And the wind is taking you over the sea, and you don't know what's going to happen. You get one bar of service. Nothing. No steering wheel up here to turn you around. You start thinking of what you can do to turn your hot air balloon around and head back to safety. But the wind is just against you. The wind keeps pushing you north. So you think. And you drop all your sandbags and you start slowly descending into the water. But since you're really high up above the ground and above the water, it takes a minute, so you're just falling slowly. Slowly descending into water. You find your flare gun and you shoot it into the sky, hoping that a naval boat or a naval rescue boat will help you. You see nothing. As your straw basket hits the water, your balloon falls. And you get out into the warm water. Thank God it's warm, because cold water would be very unpleasant. But you get out and you start treading water right underneath your flare. And out of nowhere, A boat comes speeding your way. A white, sleek design. Definitely a couple million dollars spent on this boat. Out pops a little raft, shooting your way as well. So now you're a little afraid, because what if they don't see you in the water? But the little rescue boat picks you up and zooms back to the mama ship. They lift you up. They put you in warm blankets. The owner of the ship takes you under his wing. He takes you back to shore, feeds you a nice little brunch. Your phone is soaked. He lets you borrow one of the cabin mate's phones to make a call. You gotta get a new phone. So you ask if there's any phone that you could use until you get a new one, and he takes you to the back room, and there are a bunch of phones on the wall just waiting to be used. Stacks and stacks of phones. You pick one up and you put it in your pocket. You guys finally reach land. And you step ashore. Touching land again with your feet never felt so secure. You never want to go into a hot air balloon again without a professional instructor. Question is, why would the company even let you do that? So you walk, and you walk, till you get to your car, about a couple miles away, and you're enjoying the breeze again, but this time it's not pushing you to the water. The sheep grazing peacefully, stop and stare at you while you walk by. The green grass slowly fills its way into your shoes. But you reach a car, and you turn it on, and you slowly drive out of the hot air balloon store. And you take a left back to drive across the water, because there is a beautiful road that runs parallel to the ocean. So you sit there and watch the water and the waves crash upon the sand. What to do for the rest of the day? What to do? You keep driving and you make your way back to the hotel. You're only staying here for another 2 days and you have to go and shear a sheep before you leave. The white fluffy wool is just something you long for. So you make an appointment with the flock of sheep that you saw near the hot air balloon place. And you ask if you can come over tomorrow and shear a sheep for your first time. And they say, of course. What it's going to cost you, around 100 euros. Because what if you hurt the sheep? You gotta pay for it. But what if you don't? Then they just take your money. You go to bed. And you can't wait for your next day in New Zealand. All this and more exciting adventures for tomorrow.